You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
The 2005 White Sox.
You know how big a deal that was? That was an 88-year drought of a team not winning a championship.
Yeah, when the Cubs had also not won one at that point, because it's what, 108 minus 21? So
what's the mathematics? Hollow.
Was it 87 for the Cubs at that point?
I
have that right?
This is longer than that.
Do I have that right? No.
For the Cubs.
Because it was 1908.
Yeah.
No, it was 108 years. 1908.
Oh, 108, yeah.
Yeah, so it was 108 minus 21. So it was 88.
Then 112, 129, 101, 126, 148, 116, 152, 117, 103.
For the White Sox and 87 for the Cubs at the time.
At the time.
My math was off.
Yeah, it fell off.
It did, right?
Yeah,
and
but
we were doing
I'm not
it.
Good at math, so.
Yeah, no, we work in talking, as now I
I've been thinking about taking some math classes. Though
really,
it's supposed to be good for your brain.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I've been thinking about doing that.
Don't you do math though in your life? Like, I have this talk with the Roobster time to time.
It's
like
different.
You're gonna need this stuff now.
The math that I do in my life, I've got that down.
So, Samoa Joe, you take your 33 and a third chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning. If we used to go 1-on-1 and then add 66 2/3%.
I do a lot of basic algebra in my actual life.
But I would like to do more, and it was one of those things I ran away from in high school and college.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably shouldn't have.
You know, I don't even put 2 and 2 together. I don't know if it's 4 or 5 or 3, but with me, it's possibly 4.
So get off your ass, let's do some math. Math, 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 math.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got a full boat for you. We're going to give away Cubs tickets on today's show. We're going to give away fish tickets on today's show. It's going to be awesome. Alex is ready. Tanny is making fun of us with the mighty Most Deaf. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
Nico Horner will join us at 2:30, so don't go anywhere. There's a lot for us to get done between now and the end of the show.
Yeah, man, we got all kinds of stuff. There's a beloved Chicago athlete who's doing something that I think he should stop. I don't know if he's going to or not, but we will get to that later on. And baseball comes back. The dreaded Twins for Lawrence against the Cubs tonight.
The weird-ass Minnesota Twins.
I mean, it's a weird thing to see Cubs-Twins. It doesn't feel like something you see very often in your life. And then you got the White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. But you teased it, man. There's a takeaway. There's a takeaway from last night's White Sox game. And what is the takeaway? The Blue Jays are good?
They're real good. They're the best team in baseball over the last week and a half.
Yeah, they're outrageously good. They won 9 in a row. And it's one of those things where you look at the numbers, it doesn't make sense. But that ain't it.
That's not it?
No, that ain't it. that Luis Robert is coming back? We just got that news today.
That's official, that Luis Robert is coming back just in time.
Welcome back and keep walking.
Just in time to be DFA'd if he doesn't play well enough between now and the trade deadline.
Just in time to hope he gets hot so you can eat some money and get a little something in the next 12 days. No, that wasn't it. What it was the eventual new owner hanging out in the first row of the scout seats, making his presence felt. I don't know how often he's been there, but seeing him there and seeing you guys put it in the show thread last night, he's like saying hello to some longtime White Sox staffers who work right there behind the plate.
Yeah, Maurice, my guy Maurice, who works behind the plate. Usually if you're down on the press level, he's the guy that lets you in and out of the area so you can jump onto the field. Good man.
He's one of the many people over there who are just awesome.
Yes.
Like, there's so many nice, good people. And that's the key to a ballpark experience when you actually get a chance to work over there. It's like, oh, hey, hello. How are you? Hey, how are you? It's good to see you.
My guy Bob down there as well.
What's the elevator guy who's been there a long time?
I forget his name.
He's so fun.
He's such a sweetie.
Right? Such a sweet dude. Saw him the other day. But there's Justin. There's the eventual owner. You say the name. You say the last name.
Ishbia.
Yeah, okay. Because sometimes I go Ishbia. And then I get all messed up in my head.
Well, I mean, one of these days, maybe we'll get the chance to ask him.
Because you know,
sometimes people just get your name wrong.
So Justin Ishbia.
Ask Robbie Gold.
Right there in row one, making his presence felt. And it's a weird dynamic when he doesn't own the team and is not going to own the team for a good long while. But there he is. And he's your harbinger of hope in the big picture. And he's kind of looming over things. And that's the sort of night one of the looming that I think is going to be a very interesting dynamic to watch.
Hey, he had a free night, wanted to look like his kid with him to a game, enjoyed himself while he was there. Good for him.
Do you think, Lawrence, if Justin keeps showing up and the vibes keep staying good, that Jerry Reinsdorf will just be like, you know what? I might as well just go ahead and sell right now. Go ahead and get this over with. They want the new guy.
I don't think that that's what's going to happen. I don't think that Justin is putting pressure on Jerry Reinsdorf by showing up to games.
But if the fans cheer him really loudly and aggressively, how will that make Jerry feel?
I think it might make Jerry feel like he might start showing up again.
And live another decade.
Or, I mean, he's there a lot, actually, but he might, maybe instead of being in the box, Jerry just happens to make his way to the scout seats at some point.
I don't know if that would go as well for him. I don't know if he'd be greeted by...
It doesn't matter if it goes well. I'm still here, bitches. That's what that is.
I love the visual of every time something bad happens on the field at a Sox game for the White Sox, Mr. Ishbia just looks up at the owner's box and goes,
Is this your king?
That's exactly right. Or something goes well and he stands up and he's like, you want more? You want more of this? I can do more of this. Yes.
Or he gives you like the Emperor Nero and he just goes.
The thumb gets lowered. And now Luis Robert has been DFA'd. That's how modern baseball.
Center fielder, number 88, Luis Robert.
And then Ishbia just stands up and goes.
Turn the thumb over.
Direct your attention to the Lions located in center field.
Fans would be like, yep, it was time. It was time. We really gave him a good shot. You know, I'm glad we signed him and everything, but we should go ahead and move on. Texture says, what if Jerry outlives Ishbia?
Look.
Justin's 47. Jerry is 89. Okay. He's got 42 years on him.
And guess what?
What?
What was the name of Bill Burr's special?
The Drop Dead Years?
Yeah.
Justin's in danger?
He's getting close.
Man.
All of us that are over 49 and under 61, we're all doing our best to make sure that it doesn't happen to us, but it could happen.
Stay healthy, Justin. Stay healthy.
I want everyone to stay healthy, including Jerry.
With that, we'll pivot to the negative.
Right. But the thing is that we are, as I said when we brought this up a few weeks ago,
yeah.
Who were you sitting next to a year ago?
Who was I sitting next to a year ago?
Yeah.
This is not a trick question.
It really isn't.
Who were you doing radio with 1 year ago? Do you remember his name? I know we've all tried to forget.
Pat Benatty.
That was a few years ago.
Jason Goff.
That was a few years ago,
Wait,
too.
What day was it? Mike Esposito. What day was
well,
it?
Well, that may have been in, because Espo's one year ago, in the hallway.
You don't know. Might have been Anthony Heron 1 year ago. You mean, oh, just in a general sense? In salute. Danny Parkins.
I'm just saying things can change dramatically in a year, and we're projecting out 9 years from now.
Well, obviously, the new owner for the White Sox.
But how awkward could it get to if he's like if Ishby is down there maybe every couple weeks as the guy who already owns most of the franchise and the but the guy running the franchise is up in the box.
I feel
out
like,
of sight, out of mind. Is I that going like, to get awkward?
I don't think it's ever going to get awkward for Jerry. I feel like Jerry told y'all exactly what's going to happen.
Look, you're right. He did, and we know that Jerry's not going to feel any heat or, you know, change his mind based on anything like that, almost assuredly. But for the fans to notice your next overlord hanging out with positive vibes while the ever-present Death Star just continues to go across the sky,
we'll
is quite
see.
It's quite a thing. It's
if
quite
he's
a dynamic.
Going to be the next overlord, we'll see. A lot can change in a decade, Speaks.
Man.
What if ownership in an NFL franchise becomes available? And he's like, you know what? Let me go do that instead.
He signed some papers, though.
Sure.
He signed some stuff.
Okay. All I'm saying is that 9 years is a long time to project that a hero is coming to save you. It's a long time out to be like, man, those White Sox in 2037, by the time Justin gets his hands on it and then hires the right people and has instant success, it'll be 2037.
Years lifetime.
That's right.
Taking the fun out of a rich hobbyist coming to save the franchise from the death.
He's not able to save the franchise for another 9 years.
It's going
to
be a little while. I bet it'll be sooner than that. And not because of Jerry's health, although of course it could be.
Jerry told you it's not happening sooner than that.
I think it will. I'll tell you that right now. Let's place a bet on when Ishbia takes over.
I am not doing that because that feels macabre.
Okay. Well, I wasn't even saying it because of that. I'm saying it because when it's time to get the stadium done, they're going to need Justin's money to put it over the finish line. So at that point, at some point in the middle process of the stadium getting built, Justin will be taking over.
There might be some hope for that. And see what's happening in Ohio right now. Brown's got $600 million. We got to go because we need to talk with our guy, Nico. Nico Horner is going to join us to talk pizza, baseball, seventh inning stretch, and boat trips. Next, here on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Batting six, second baseman number two, Nico Hoerner.
Hello, I got places to be.
Nico Hoerner, that's so fun.
Nico Hoerner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
Got good hair.
He does.
He's jacked, too.
Yeah, he is.
I'm jealous.
Called court awareness.
That's right.
Nico's got it.
Cubs wins and dates with Bruce. It's a great thing.
Double dates. Wow.
All right, guys, Nico Hoerner.
Nico did his weekly radio show appearance today on Spiegel and Holmes.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
Say he's obviously one of the best. Squared the ball up really nicely. I also thought Nico's base running on Michael Bush's ball was nice. You know, it's not easy on that. That's not an easy read as a ground ball to the shortstop and to get to third base. It's not an easy, so kind of overlooked maybe, but a really nice play.
Here's the pitch. Nico swings and loops one into shallow left center field. It drops in for a base hit. Tie ball game. Kelly scores. RBI single. Nico Hoerner.
Here's a line drive over the head of Nico Hoerner. Makes the catch. Nico hustling out right over his head. Tough play.
Dansby's, I was saying the other night, I was like, man, this is one of the best duos up the middle I've ever played with. If not the best, probably the best.
Woo! And that's a fair ball. Past the dive of Sajacy, and it's going to get all the way into the corner. That is going to be a Nico Hoerner triple. As Hoerner slides in safely, RBI triple for Nico, his third hit of the ball game.
Nico Hoerner on 670 to score.
How fun is that?
Nico Hoerner on the score is sponsored by Huntington, home of asterisk free checking. More at Huntington.com/your money. And we are excited to have Nico Hoerner with us as the Cubs get ready to take on the Minnesota Twins. We will have that game for you here tonight, so make sure that you stick around so you can check it out. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Nico, how's Minneapolis? Did we lose Nico?
Hello, Mr. Hoerner, sir.
I guess he did not like what was going on there at Target Field.
No, I think he can see us. It's a matter of the hearing or the connecting. I was just trying to look up his numbers at Target Field, you know?
I'm waving to Nico so that he can see that we can't.
That's nice. That's good. I'm filling time. I'm filling time by saying words.
Programming.
Oh, that's what I meant. My bad. Remember, if you don't know who Grandpa is on the Zoom, it's you. That's the new version of if you don't know who the sucker is at the poker table, it's probably you. I wonder if Nico's muted. That's the question.
What probably is he? Not. What is he, Jalen Johnson?
Jalen did that a time or two. Yeah, that's right. And Jalen said, Lawrence, I'm bringing your rookiness to me.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Hey, Nico. Nope, still not there.
Nope, still working.
Technology's fun.
Still trying to figure it out.
It happens.
It's all good. Can I tell you this?
Sure.
I will tell you that of the second baseman who made the National League All-Star team, Brendan Donovan and Ketel Marte, neither of them have more RBIs than our guy Nico Hoerner. Neither of them. Look, some of their other numbers are very good.
I'm very happy for Ketel Marte.
Yeah, but that's true. And Brendan Donovan, I think, is he the only Cardinal? I think he is.
They don't deserve anymore. They deserve nothing.
They might have got Helsley, now that I think about it. But, yeah. No, I mean, it's Nico had a very good run at possibly making the All-Star team. And maybe he'll still make it. Maybe it'll be one of those things where it's sometimes it's six or even seven replacements that get named between when the team happens and when the game happens. So I'm holding out hope.
Nico, have you made plans for All-Star Week that can't be altered if you are added to the All-Star roster? Oh, doesn't look like he can hear us at all.
Nope.
That's all right.
Not a bit.
What do you think Nico might say?
I think it might go a little something.
I literally just talked to him. Like, Nico, say something. All right, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right. Well,
Hey, man.
That happens.
Look, man, technology sometimes, it doesn't work. Yeah, I have those days all the time where technology doesn't work. And I see Nico. He's very handsome. He's got on his headphones. I see him talking, but I can't hear him.
That's too bad.
That's why I'm doing this.
He always makes a point to get somewhere that is interesting from a video perspective. He's on time. He's on point. You know, he cares about it.
Connor says he's not muted either.
He's not.
You know who I blame, Lawrence?
Weird-ass Minnesota Twins.
CC had it right when he said that.
You should blame them.
I blame them, too.
I didn't see pictures of Nico on the boat. Do we know that he was on the boat trip? Because there was a boat trip.
Broat.
Really. I haven't heard broat, but that fits. It's a bunch of bros on a boat. Cubby bros. All hanging out. I think it was in the playpen. And there was a lot of dudes there, big pile of dudes on that boat, but I didn't see if Nico was one of them.
Yeah, it's when it comes to a boat, like, you never want to have a boat. You always want to have a friend who has a boat.
Yeah, the best day of buying the boat is the day you buy the boat, and then the second best day is when you sell the boat.
The beautiful thing is, like, we're going analog, baby. Nico Horner is on the phone. Hey, Nico.
Hey, can you hear us? Hear me?
We got you, man.
Yeah, man. How are you?
Oh, sorry about that.
It's not your fault. We're not going to blame you.
I blame
Speaks.
In no way could it possibly be your fault. I'll take it, Lawrence. I'll wear it.
All right, good.
Yeah, it's on Speaks. We're good.
Yeah.
So were you out in the playpen on the boat?
Nope. I'm usually one to never turn down a boat. As you know, it's a great thing to be invited to, but I had some previously set up plans. That was the day I did the kids' camp, so I was doing that.
Oh, it was the same day you did that we talked to you about last week. Well, that's cool. Well, good on you.
Kids come first.
God love you. Good on you for keeping the commitment. Is it a coincidence that the Cubs are 5-1 and have scored 39 runs since a bunch of them got together on the boat? Or since your camp, either way, I suppose.
No, I mean, hanging out's a very important thing throughout the season, and being able to do it all together in a group, no better place to do it than in Chicago in the summer.
Have you been on a boat out there? Have you done that thing before?
Yes, yes. It's been a long, special thing to get to do in our city in Chicago, and we don't take that for granted, so we get out there whenever we can.
That's the best thing about this city in the summer, isn't it, man? Like, all the options for stuff like that, this place rules in the summer.
Yeah. I mean, I live in Lincoln Park, and I'm going to walk from the water, so whether it's on a boat or just walking out to the steps, it's always a part of Chicago for me.
Have you made plans for All-Star Week, and could they be altered if you make the team?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably would always be a priority, I would imagine. But, yeah, I'm headed to San Francisco. Go ahead, head back there, see a bunch of friends, hang out for a couple days, and then get back to it for the second half.
That's cool. So will you see your mom out there too, or just the friends? Family too?
Yeah, family. My mom's in Oakland, and then a bunch of friends in San Francisco. It'll be a good break for sure.
How do your friends treat you, Nico? Like, because you're a professional athlete, you're doing very well. People see you on TV, and I know that baseball players can kind of shrink into the background when they're not wearing their uniform and stuff. But do you still have like old friends, or are those the only friends that you have? Because now you got money.
Yeah, I pretty much just left them all behind once I made it.
That's the way to do it. It's just safe. It's just safer that way, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a simple move. Yeah, a lot of my best friends are from high school or middle school, and then Julie and I have a bunch of friends from college that ended up in the Bay Area too. So yeah, nice mix.
You know, do you guys give each other crap? Is that just a baseball love language, or is that a love language for you and your friends as well?
What's that?
Just like giving each other the business, like, you know, making jokes about each other, the mild teasing, making sure not to go too far so somebody loses the sensitivity contest, you know, just keeping it honest.
I feel like our team this year has been pretty good with that. I mean, we got a nice variety of
of young talent and guys who've been here for a long time and guys who've won in other places. And I feel like there's always that fine line of healthy ribbing where things never get out of control, but are always kind of keeping an eye on things through good humor. Yeah.
Who's the best at giving it out on your team? Who's the funniest at doing that stuff?
Yeah. JT is kind of at the heart of a lot of that. Ryan Presley's pretty solid. Drew Pomerantz, sneaky, got that good salty bullpen vet kind of feel. Not afraid to call things out. Yeah, so we got a nice mix. Jameson Taillon. Pitchers have a lot of time to observe and critique, so they're usually on it.
I know we asked you about Matthew Boyd last week and what's it like playing behind him, but now that it's official that he's going to be on the All-Star team, what's that like for you guys to celebrate him?
Yeah, well, he kind of celebrated it on his own with that start to get announced early in the day at the team meeting and then go out and dominate and punch a bunch of guys out. That was pretty cool to watch. And, all his interviews and everything were very humble and giving credit to teammates and stuff. But he's worked so hard to create this opportunity for himself. And it's cool to see guys take ownership of their career and make special things happen like that.
You know, David Cone was talking on the broadcast, and we were talking about it yesterday with Pitching Ninja on this show yesterday, about how it's hard to quantify deception. Like teams look for it. They want to know, oh, is it arm angle? Is it release point? But like Boyd's got that thing. And I think Shota's got that thing. You got a couple of dudes are those kind of guys more difficult to hit off of than people like us understand?
Yeah. And I think it differs from hitter to hitter based on, what your strengths are and things like that. But everything wants to be measured these days, but I think there still are pitchers out there that, it's like, man, why am I not hitting him? And you never quite put a finger on it, but you look up at the end of the year every year and they're having a great season. And there's definitely something to that. And just a feel for pitching too, that, everyone wants to measure a pitch's effectiveness, but how they pair together is really going to be the biggest thing. And in my experience as a hitter, and we've got a couple lefties who do that really well.
Nico Hoerner is on the Spiegel and Holmes show, as he is weekly. So my favorite moment from the Sunday night game was on your triple, where, you're busting ass and running efficiently and excitingly as you do. And then you get to third with the pop-up slide, Nico, and it looked like you just froze right there and just looked at the dugout like, check me out, dudes. Like it's hard to triple in baseball. And you made it all the way there, just popped up. Were you feeling yourself in that moment, looking at your teammates as they gave it back to you right there?
Yeah, I like the third base dugout on a triple. It's pretty cool with not a lot of foul territory at Wrigley. It feels like you could like reach out and touch them and face-to-face with all your guys. And yeah, that's a pretty cool moment.
So that first swing in the next at bat, Nico, that felt like a man who knew that there was a possibility for a natural cycle. Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, 100-mile-an-hour sinkers and the wind blowing in, probably not the best combo, but all you can do is give yourself a chance. And
So were you pissed that Birdie came in? He got an at bat in the eighth inning. That could have been your next at bat to take a shot at it.
Yeah, I don't think the the wind and the confidence from the bench coach Flaherty was too high on me homering. So you can take it up with him, but it was a mature decision. So I just got to do it again.
Have you ever cycled in high school or college or anywhere?
No, I don't think I've done it at any level. Honestly, it's pretty hard thing to do. I feel like. I had some special days, but never the cycle. And honestly, I don't think I've seen very many. I was trying to remember that when I saw Carson hit for one earlier this year. I don't know if I've ever seen another one. It's pretty rare.
Especially in order. Like that would be a really cool thing to accomplish as well. Nico Hoerner joining us for a few more minutes here on The Score. Ian Happ was on the station earlier today, and he talked about the choice of you guys leaving. I love the idea that you guys got to spend your Sunday in Chicago. What was that, your Monday in Chicago, what was that like for you guys to be able to have a day off in the city before a road trip?
Yeah, we've kind of switched to that a lot more often since COVID. There was a lot of changes that came out of that unique season, and that's one that's kind of stuck around with the, you know, other Midwest cities that we can have short travel to. It works a little better after a day game on Sunday when you have like that full Sunday night and then the most of the day on Monday. Sunday night baseball makes that a little tougher, but yeah, still kind of a point of debate among players, actually. Like, a lot of guys kind of prefer just getting to the city and having a full day and hanging out, but I like having more time in Chicago in the summer.
Yeah, I mean, and sleeping in your own bed, like after, you're right, after a night game, there was a delay. It's nice to not then have to pack everything up and get on a plane for a flight that's probably going to land at 1 or 2 in the morning in Minneapolis versus, all right, we'll take our time, go get breakfast if you want the next day, and just kind of hang out before you have to leave.
Yeah, I do sleep better in hotels, though, I got to be honest. I love hotel beds.
Wow. Really? What is it? What is it about them?
Just the perfect temperature control. Everything's perfectly clean. And there's no factors in the hotel. Like, you're in a sleeping chamber there.
Listen to how the tone changed as Nico started to talk about sleep.
He started fantasizing about sleeping in the hotel.
He was picturing himself in the hotel bed. Like, it's yours. You're in charge, yeah. And there's no factors.
I mean, I woke up at 11 today, you know? Like, I got real 10 hours of sleep last night.
Oh, that's outstanding.
That's powerful stuff.
So how far down do you go? You go 68? You go 66?
Usually 65, but sometimes I'll go lower if it doesn't feel like it's really giving me the effort I want. So yeah
man, you're ahead of your years, because I think as we get older we start talking about sleep the way we used to talk about like booze, like, oh man, yeah. And not like I had 10 beers last night, I got 10 hours last night. Hell yeah,
it's special stuff. You can envy a man for some good sleep too. Like, man, you just know he's feeling good. It's like, yeah,
you know what's funny,
I'm in a good spot.
All the people that now look at Kobe Bryant as a religion, you know, they talk about like the Mamba mentality. They forget the part where Kobe towards the end was like, you know what really is the superpower? It's not getting up at 4. It's getting 8 hours of sleep. And like for him.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I think the early workout is the most overrated thing in all of sports.
Why do you think that way?
It's just counterproductive. Like, especially when you're in college, getting up at, you know, 5:30 to lift at 6, you're like waking up and immediately picking up as much weight as you can. And then just being in sleep debt for the entire week, doing that 3 times a week while doing classes and staying up late. Like, it just, I mean, maybe build some character somewhere along there, but I don't really believe in that too much.
Wow. It's interesting. It reminds me of the old football coaches have to show up before the crack of dawn to show that they really care. Maybe get some sleep. Yeah. You make a better choice on game day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like nothing shows that you care more than just, like, doing what's actually best for yourself and the team.
I think that the science backs you on this, too, Nico. Like, it's frustrating. I don't know how much of that is done in baseball, but coming from football, yeah, it's almost like a contest of, well, I was here at 5. Well, I was here at 4:30.
Yeah. There used to be some of that in spring training. It's kind of fizzled out for sure in our era of optimization and all the health information that's out there. Maybe we need a little more of it. I don't know.
Nico, can I ask you about some analytics? You tell me if they mean anything or not.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So your fly ball percentage this year is the highest it's ever been. And your line drive percentage this year is the lowest it's ever been. Is any of that by design, or is that happenstance with the sample?
That stinks.
That stinks?
Yeah, fly balls, for me, not that great. If they're from left center to the left field line, I can produce on them, but fly balls are the big part of the field. It's just a lot of butt bats and good swing, just miss kind of thing. Line drives are key, are definitely my best way of controlling luck in this game of randomness, right? So line drives are incredibly important. I think we talked about that a lot last year, and
you love the line drives, and yeah, we've talked about that a bunch, but I guess it was last week you said something about the power surge, that it was like some things you'd been working on, so my brain just sort of connected it to that, but it's not that. I'm wrong about that connection.
Yeah, I mean, I want flush contact. I want to hit the ball flush on the barrel, you know, high line drives. And but honestly, like, I'm not going up there to hit ground balls, but I'd rather hit like a firm one half ground ball somewhere than like a high fly ball out of the middle of the field, because that's an out every single time when I hit it. You know, getting the ball in the air is such a hot topic for a long time. And yeah, obviously we don't want to hit a bunch of ground balls. There's no slug there. But, you know, medium hit contact high in the air is an out every single time at this level. So, yeah.
I think
the ball off the ground is a line drive.
I think Saturday you hit like three balls just to the right of first base. Like you almost hit like a double or a triple down the right field line like three times. Any intent there to go the other way, if that's even possible?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of my swings, best swings to right field are just when I'm ready to hit the ball in the middle of the field and it catches me a little deep and I'm moving well and I'm still in a strong place. Yeah, those are kind of up and away four seams, which kind of have a flatter path. So when I catch those deep, they tend to be kind of head high backside when I'm moving well. But just a little late on those swings, but good swings.
Is there anyone that Nico Horner would like to see in the Home Run Derby?
I don't know if he would have interest, but Seiya's pretty incredible in a practice setting, obviously in a game setting too. But I feel like just his, a part of why, like, I mean, he's been a good big leaguer for a long time now, but I think kind of the feeling internally has always been like, there's just, as we're seeing this year, there's more power in there. Like it's going to show up and just continuing to get comfortable here. But watching him take a BP when he's really locked in, it's different than anyone else on our team. Like it's a completely different level of explosiveness and consistency. It's really beautiful.
He hit one out to right center the other night that was just like, yeah. It was so easy off his bat. It doesn't seem possible with that guy.
Yeah. So there's times when he's taking batting practice and it's like the fence isn't really the goal anymore. It's like things beyond it. It's more like the measuring stick of if he's hit it well, because like the fence is kind of irrelevant. It's kind of like a big kid in Little League that's probably like outgrown the 200-foot field. And it's just a beautiful kind of effortless swing like we've talked about. So, he would do an amazing job in the Home Run Derby, I think.
I hope you get that cycle someday, man. I looked it up because I remembered it was close. The cycle has happened 349 times in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that's the year, right? Because perfect game is what, in the 20s?
Yeah, perfect game's so in the 20s. No hit.
So it's like 10, 15 times as likely as a perfect game.
No hitters are 326. It's almost exactly the same rarity as no hitter, a cycle.
I would have said a no hitter was harder to do, but that's interesting.
I feel like natural cycle is way harder.
Oh, way harder. To get four at bats in a row?
There's only been 14 of those.
Oh my God. That's
a good baseball stat. Wait, so has there been more cycles or no hitters exactly?
326 no hitters and 349 cycles. So more cycles than no hitters, just barely.
I'm gonna ask some clubhouse questions today, trivia wise. See what people say.
I like it. Nico, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for dealing with all the technical stuff, man. Good luck in Minnesota.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No worries. Yeah, not your fault.
I haven't played here before, actually. I'm excited. I've been here twice, but I was hurt both times. So this is my, I guess, last big league field I haven't played at. So,
wow, that's awesome.
That's so dope, man. Have fun.
I will. It'll be a good day.
See you later, sir.
Thanks, Nico.
All right, fellas. See ya.
It's Nico Horner. He's awesome.
He really. And every time. Every time it ends, you're like, you're just because he's so agreeable and like just, he tries hard. And
he's just a good dude.
It's a scrappy interview.
And I think the Spiegel and Holmes audience realizes how good a dude he is.
We got a thing.
Yeah.
Like we've got a thing. He's got a little piece of that thing that we get to feel where like you got a relationship with the listeners. Nico's got that.
It's
now.
Awesome. Yeah, when we come back, we need to talk about the stretch that happened Sunday. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. There's a little bit more context, and a couple of things that have been written are interesting to us to add to the discussion, and we're going to let you in on it too, so don't go anywhere. Spiegel and Holmes on the Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.